Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, entitled Maharaj Prithu's Going Back Home. Text 36.
Vijayabhimukho
Raja Shrutvaita Abhyati Yam Palim Tasmai Haranti Agre Rajana Prithave Yatha Raja King Shrutva Hearing Etat This Abhyati Starts Yam on the chariot.
Balim
Texas.
Tasmai
unto him.
Haranti.
Present. Agre.
Before.
Rajana.
Rajana.
Other kings.
Prithave.
Unto King Prithu. Yatha.
As it was done.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. If a king who is desirous of attaining victory and ruling power chants the narration of Prithu Maharaj three times before going forth on his chariot, all subordinate kings will automatically render all kinds of taxes unto him as they render them unto Maharaj Prithu simply upon his order. Report. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Since a Kshatriya king naturally desires to rule the world, he wishes to make all other kings subordinate to him. This was also the position many years ago when Prithu Maharaj was ruling over the earth. At that time, he was the only emperor on this planet. Even 5,000 years ago, Maharaj Yudhishthira and Maharaj Parikrit were sole emperors of this planet. Sometimes the subordinate kings rebelled. and it was necessary for the emperor to go and chastise them. This process of chanting the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj is recommended for conquering kings if they want to fulfill their desire to rule the world. Om Gyanam Dimarangasya Vinanjana Chalakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vena Maha Shishi Radha Gopina Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Manam Vishnam Sabitam Yena Kutari Swayam Rupadaram Yandarati Swagaram Kupam Vande Hamma Shri Guru Shri Guru Tapadakam Vam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sucha Shri Guru Mam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghulatam Vitam Sam Sajivam Savetam Savadutam Parjana Savatam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sucha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Prisabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Okay, Srila Prabhupada starts by saying in his purport, since a Kshatriya king naturally desires to rule the world, he wishes to make all other kings subordinate to him. Oh, this is typical for Kshatriyas. It all starts with the point that the living entity wants to also imitate Krishna. Therefore, sometimes the living entity, he makes a little bit misuse of his independence, and he wants to be the controller, the proprietor, the enjoyer, be like Krishna a little bit. So therefore, the living entity first comes to the material world and becomes a demigod. And he's like a god, and he can control and live in great wealth and have great powers and be very attractive. Like if you see these demigods, they are very attractive, very effulgent and powerful and like that. But they are still devotees of the Lord. They recognize the Lord as the supreme king, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Lord Brahma says in his Brahma Sangita prayers, he starts like that, that Krishna is the supreme controller. And so that is his position. That Krishna, he is the supreme proprietor, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller, and he is also the supreme friend. Suridhanam Sarvabhutanam, the best friend. Gyatvam Shanti Mrichati, and the person who knows this, he is a liberated person. He has no miseries anymore. Only Ananda, transcendental bliss. So that we have to recognize. But sometimes the living entity comes to the material world, becomes a demigod and a ruler. But also, on each planet there is a ruler. That is the Vedic system. In the old days, the days of yore, in the Vedic era, then there was only one supreme emperor on each planet, also on the earth. And many, many great emperors have been there in previous ages. Even 5,000 years ago, Srila Prabhupada mentions here Maharaj Parikshit and Yudhishthir. And so still, they were pure devotees. They are called Raja Rishis. And they are, people like to become subordinate. The citizens of a country like to become subordinate to such kings, because these kings, they maintain the Isharasya principle, the principle that God is in the center, and they have great qualities. These kings, they perform yajna, and that is a principle in the material world. Unless yajna is performed, then the living entity will not be able to become prosperous, peaceful, and go back to, ultimately go back to Godhead. So this principle of yajna is very important. The Lord is represented in the material world as yajna. That's another name for Vishnu. And he is the supreme controller, the proprietor, the destroyer, and everything should go to him. He is the Purusha, the Adi Purusha, the supreme enjoyer. And the living entities, so when the living entities are in the material world, they forget that that is the position of the Supreme Personality of God. So yajna is there, dharma, religion is there, it has to be performed. The king took this responsibility that all the citizens, they are involved in this performing yajna, that everyone is following strict dharma. No matter who he is, what his occupation is, what his position is, that has to be done. And what is the result of that yajna? The result is that there will be prosperity, peace, wealth, opulence. Then nature is in perfect harmony. The earth produces everything. We can learn that from the whole history of Prithu Maharaj, who is a Shakyavesha avatar, who is Krishna himself, acting perfectly as a king, setting the perfect example. Also he appeared in Treta Yuga as Lord Ramachandra, he also acted as a perfect king. So many great kings have been there. So, but there are two different types of kings, just like there is two different types of living entities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that there is the Surik and the Asurik living entity, the Suras and the Asuras. So when Kali Yuga comes, especially, then only they will be Asuras. Of course, in Vedic times, in Krishna's pastimes, we can hear about great Asuri kings also, like Ravan, and like Kamsa, and Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyaksha, Jarasandha, and so many, King Pandraka, you know, with his two fake arms, you know, very funny. So, and they also became very powerful. Because the king is usually is a representative of God for all the citizens, and everyone respects him as if he were God himself. But when the Raja becomes a demon, a Surik, then that is very, very tremendous. It becomes a great havoc, a great disaster in the world, becomes polluted, and nobody will have any good benefit. So sometimes Krishna comes and kills these demonic kings. As Parashuram, he killed, was it 21 generations of Kshatriyas? He kills them personally with his own hand, you know, because they're useless. And in this story of Prithu Maharaj, previously there was King Vena, and he was so demoniac that the world was suffering under his regime that the Brahmins, the priests, they took responsibility and they killed him, actually. And from that, in a very mystical way, King Prithu came, and then the earth was saved. It's wonderful. So, Krishna also, it is a very important position, the position of the royal order, and in Vedic times that was functioning perfectly. But of course now in Kali Yuga it doesn't really work anymore. I like to take one verse from the Bhagavad Gita and read it from the fourth chapter, Transcendental Knowledge. Krishna is speaking. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Imam Vivaspate Yogam Pratavana Mavyam Vivaspana Vibraha Manurik Svaka Vibravi. The Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga unto the sun god Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku. And then I read a small part of the purport. Herein we find the history of the Bhagavad Gita traced from a remote time when it was delivered to the royal order, the kings of all planets. This science is especially meant for the protection of the inhabitants, and therefore the royal order should understand it in order to be able to rule the citizens and protect them from the material bondage to lust. Human life is meant for cultivation of spiritual knowledge in the eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the executive heads of all states and all planets are obliged to impart this lesson to the citizens by education, culture, and devotion. In other words, the executive heads of all states are intended to spread the science of Krishna consciousness so that the people may take advantage of this great science and pursue a successful path, utilizing the opportunity of the human form of life. So that is the responsibility of the king. Kshatriyas, he here in chapter 18 of the Bhagavad Gita, we find the qualities of Kshatriyas. Shoryante ju dhritir daksham yute chapya palayanam danam ishvara bhavascha kshatram karma svabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. But in Kali Yuga, the so-called Kshatriyas, all the politicians, they become a laughing stock. Already we could see before the Middle Ages, it was they just misuse their power. God wasn't in the picture at all. They became just big tyrants, called dictators, and very cruel. You see, the Kshatriya is working under the mode of passion. And if someone becomes a devotee as a Kshatriya, then he transcends that. And it all becomes very, very transcendental, and which is beneficial for everyone. But if someone is completely overwhelmed by the mode of passion and is only interested in controlling everyone and exploiting everyone, more wealth, he becomes incredibly greedy. These are the symptoms of passion, that he wants to have results, everyone should precisely do what he wants, and he wants more and more and more, and just think about warfare. They create incredible powerful armies and very, very dangerous, terrible weapons. They only think about that. In Vedic times, they also would conquer others, and others would surrender, but they would conquer just for the benefit of all people and control everything and make sure everything would be Vedic, astic, very auspicious. But now in Kali Yuga, it's crazy what they all do. There are many examples of kings. Here in France, you have the sun god. They called him the sun god, Louis. King Louis, I don't know how many. And he was so opulent, incredible. Everything was in gold, and they would wear silken garments with embroideries, and they would wear wigs, actually. And they would never wash themselves and use perfume, lots of perfume. And they had many, many, many wives, and so it was like very, very ridiculous. He didn't care about the welfare of the citizens. Many, many people were poverty stricken, but he would live in great royal pomp and in luxuries, and the palaces were made of gold and jewels, and just like in Vedic times, you know. So, also this castle here is in the style of Louis XV, I heard. You can see, very opulent. And of course, some or other, we could take this castle and offer it to Radha Gopinath. So now the Lord is established again here. In France, of course, also there is Radha Madhava, Lila Madhava, and Krishna Balaram deities, and Lord Jagannath is there too. So, Lord Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. So, here it's like that. Yeah, of course. How relevant is this for us? We talk about great Vedic kings, but now in Kali Yuga, it is such a ridiculous world. There is not even any more aristocracy, and they're kicked out by the communists, and started over the French Revolution. Communism, they became also dictators, totalitarian rulers, that became also a failure. What is left now? Now they try democracy, Srila Prabhupada sometimes called the demon crazy, because he says when all the fools they choose another fool as their leader, then what is the use? So it's very, very, very problematic. And let me see what I wanted to say. So therefore, how relevant is it to us what to do? It will be not very likely that soon we will establish the Vedic king, that we can worship as God himself, and who will rule us wonderfully. And how relevant is all this to us? So therefore, we have to find the solution by following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives us the cure, the remedy for creating harmony and peace and prosperity in the world, because he is the one who is the Yuga avatar, and he is the one who gives us the Dharma. And the Yajna for this age is called the Sankirtan Yajna. So we have, of course, Krishna, he preached Bhagavad Gita always to kings, as was mentioned in the verses I cited. Also, Arjuna was like a king, he was a Kshatriya. So therefore, Kshatriyas are very important. But the most important is the principle that we have Shastra, we have Bhagavad Gita. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the Bhagavad Gita is distributed all over the world. Not only Bhagavad Gita, but Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Krishna preached it to Vivashvan and to Arjuna. So the knowledge is there. And it's no different from Krishna. And Arjuna is also still alive. So we can take advantage of that. And then there is also Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is called Grantaraj, the great king of all of us. He's the great king, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the Bhagavatam we find a wonderful verse where it is explained that it will shed light in the lives of a misdirected civilization. In the darkest days of Kali, this Purana, Bhagavad Purana, will shed light on us. It will again create enlightenment. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya gives us an instruction. Yadi toyakaham Krishna upadesh amara gyaya guru hain taravedesh. That take this, these instructions from Krishna as they are given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and preach to everyone. And in this way become a guru. Everyone. And so that is our mission. Srila Prabhupada, he immediately, when some new people would come in, he would tell them, oh, you are very intelligent, you can preach Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, Prabhupada one time, he cited these aphorisms, preaching is the essence, we have to somehow or other spread this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, because we don't even need a Kshatriya king. We just use all this power for Krishna himself in the form of Shastra, Guru, Sadhu. It's all there. Prasadam. Srila Prabhupada gave us the whole process of Bhagavad Dharma and process, the morning programs, the temple programs, deity worship, and he gave us his books, so we can use all this. And preaching is the essence, books are the basis, so we study the books very carefully and distribute them and help others to understand them. And utility is the principle. Utility is the principle means that we have to use all our abilities in the service of this mission. Whatever abilities we have, the world needs culture, the world needs art, music, nice food, architecture, whatever, knowledge, poetry, management, whatever you can imagine, that the world needs. And when someone becomes a Vaishnava, he becomes a devotee, he understands this principle of Yukta Vairagya. We become detached by using everything in the service of the Lord, because the Lord is the supreme proprietor and enjoyer and controller. And therefore, Rishikesha, Krishna is the owner of our senses, even of our mind, of our bodies, of our so. But purity is the force. We have to follow the four principles, and we have to follow the Sarana Bhakti principles, and we have to chant this minimum of 16 rounds of japa and increase the quality of the chanting, and we could also increase the quantity, as Sachinanda Swami suggested to us all a few weeks ago. And Srila Prabhupada says, if we don't follow the principles, if we don't try to become pure, then everything will be spoiled. Then to spread this culture, to spread the signs of Krishna consciousness, will be just artificial. Like sometimes you see in India, sahaja, smart Brahmins, impersonalistic influences. You see so many things which are unwanted. Too much karma, kalanda. But pure Krishna consciousness will be empowered by the Lord if we follow very purely and strictly. So we base everything on the books, we don't speculate, and preaching is our heart and soul. And then divine love is the rule. And so it is said that we have a great ideology. If you read Srila Prabhupada's books, you can see in all his purpose that he had like a dream to create a better world. He's a great idealist, actually, Srila Prabhupada. And if we also become inspired, enthused by Srila Prabhupada, then we are the real Srila Prabhupada Nugas, followers of Srila Prabhupada. And we also can dream about a better world. And we can all offer our share, our service. And we have to show the world we have something great. We inherited a great culture and pure para-dharma, the supreme form of religion. We inherited that. Wow, who can say that? You know. So there is an English saying, build a better mousetrap, and the world will line up at your door. So, that's a funny one. But yes, if we have something better to offer to the world, then people will come and will be impressed. And therefore, we have to think about quality. In the old days, when we started the movement, there was lots of quantity. It increased like anything. Some quality was there too, of course. Srila Prabhupada was there and everyone surrendered to him. Definitely great quality was there. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada said, now stop expanding. Now boil the milk. Now. And I think that now in ISKCON, devotees try to do that. I can see that all around. And later quantity will come again from that. From quality, quantity also comes, I believe that. And because purity is the force. And then, see, we were all relying on Srila Prabhupada's force in the beginning, and then we go through all kinds of difficulties in ISKCON. But we have to be positive and enthusiastic and have faith. That is what Srila Rupa Goswami tells us. Endeavor with confidence, be very patient, be very enthusiastic, think positive. And Krishna can do everything. Mukhaṁ kuruti vācalaṁ bhaṁgum langyati giriyam. That Krishna can make a blind man see the stars in the sky, and a layman to cross over mountains, and he can lift gold on hill with his pink. Krishna can do everything. So we only have to become pure instruments. That is the Pritumaraj force. Pritumaraj is Shakya Vesh avatar. He is in power to accomplish great things. Śrīla Prabhupāda also is in power to accomplish great things. And that is our responsibility. We have to take responsibility and look at the details, consider the details. Is everything clean? Are we very hospitable to the guests? Are we... is the kirtan nice? Could we play a little better in time? Oh, this Jayarana Madhava was very sweet, but it was a little bit out of time, I guess. It wasn't out of time, but it was not strong, really. Anyway, that's what we have to try to do, try to improve everywhere. The quality of prasadam, the cleanliness, and then we become very happy. We become very, very happy. We become happy because Krishna is happy, Krishna is pleased. And people become attracted to the all-attractive. And we assist Krishna in making him more attractive by our behavior, by our behavior. And when we do that, we feel very, very happy. And if quality is, if we are, a little bit whimsical, and we take responsibility. If we see there is a guest there, nobody takes care of him, then we take the initiative. Don't think someone else is responsible. I don't care that that person who is responsible isn't there. So therefore, I take responsibility. Let's become like that. Sometimes devotees leave our movement and they say, well, it's a big mess and nothing is perfect, and it's not good enough for me. But that is very childish. It is much more mature if we think, let's make ISKCON better, let's take responsibility. And then Krishna is very, very pleased, Srila Prabhupada is very pleased. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow unlimited mercy upon us if we can act like that. So that is very, very much wanted. Become responsible and not irresponsible on anything. If we see something dirty, we know a guest will come, they see it, they will have a bad impression. Just take a broom, sweep it up, or wipe the mirror sometimes, or if you see the sticky fingers of the children. Anything you could do, anything you could do. And also I feel very bad about myself because I know in all those years I wasted a lot of time. I like to chat with the devotees, talk a lot. So I wasted a lot of time, and time, when 1 minute is gone, you never get it back. So another very important principle is time is something very valuable. Once it's gone, you will never get it back. You cannot pay 1 minute to get it back with all the money of the world. So to be very efficient with time, being very much involved and not waste any time, and use all the time very, very good. So that also is a wonderful thing. Very quickly we can make spiritual advancement. Otherwise later, when we're older, we regret, I wasted so much time, I could have done this, I could have done that. And that is very important. We should do that. I think I should stop here. Thank you very much. Maybe if there were one or two questions or remarks, yes?
Yes, he is Jiva Tattva.
He is the Shakti of Esha Avatar. Shakti of Esha means a jiva who becomes empowered, and God acts through him. He becomes, because he is pure and 100% surrender, therefore he becomes an instrument of God. That is considered to be God himself through the soul. He goes through the soul. Yes. Something else? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.